All right, first Canadian ham radio in some time, since I think ham radio episode 17, and this is going to be episode 72 or 3. So, I'm in St. Stephen, New Brunswick, across the border. So weird, I don't understand the border at all, I don't understand how it works. They didn't have any problem at all with the fact that, you know, like, so they ask how long we've been in the States, and I'm driving back with Firefighter Chick and Kale, and they're like, yeah, we've been here a week. This guy's been here a year. And I was like, yeah, I was here for a year on a B1 visitor visa, filming documentary shit. And then that was it. That was all they cared about that. Instead, they went through all of our shit, looked through all this stuff.
1.4 kilometers, then enter roundabout.
And all they cared about was that there was one six-pack of unaccounted for beer that we had to pay some duty on. That's so weird, man.
Some duty, $15.
Yeah, that did seem a little excessive, but it was the Bud Light with lime, right? Very exciting, because you don't get that shit so much in these parts. Oh, so anyway, here I am, back in Canada. I mean, I guess theoretically, next time I try to go into the States, maybe they would give a fuck somehow, but nah, they won't. I don't know. They just... So weird, that guy, when I first came across, or didn't get across, gave me this whole big speech of, like, since I lied to the border and didn't tell them I was really going to stay for as long as I was going to stay, that my name is in the system and I'll be flagged anytime I try to cross a border anywhere forever. That's the exact same border.
In 300 meters, enter roundabout, then take first exit.
That's the border that, same exact border I crossed. I'm glad that guy isn't there because I remember him very keenly.
Enter roundabout, then take first exit.
And I wonder, he probably wouldn't remember me, but, just weird. So, long story short, I'm back in Canada.
Continue 227 kilometers.
I phoned it!
I kind of like that GPS, it adds ambiance, background noise, I like it.
Recalculating. Drive 90 meters, then take second exit right.
Straight here.
Continue 227 kilometers.
I think it's the correct one.
We're good to go.
We're only 28 kilometers away from St. Andrews. I got a bunch of relatives there. It's very beautiful in the summer. You should go visit it, whoever's listening to this. In the summer, don't go in the winter to anywhere in Canada. Yeah, so as I was saying, back in Canada, everything seems fine. Absolutely no problems whatsoever. I stayed 4 months past my, when I came across, it was a little $12 filing fee when I first came across to get this visa for 6 months. And then to get it extended for 6 more months, which I did just to make sure I could go on the Keith and the Girl cruise. No, I guess it was good that I did it, because that's why they let me back in, was because I had my paperwork proving I was in processing. But that was like $300. It was ridiculous. And then I stayed it extra long. And then, see, that's the whole thing, too, where I... The only reason I stayed past my visa was because I was dating Ian and I didn't want to go home yet. And then we broke up like a fucking, like 4 weeks later. And I was like, what did I do that for? But it's so close to April 15th, I'm not going to go home now. I'll just wait till that. But all this worrying was for nothing. So it's all good. I believe it's like Keith said, actually, on the cruise DVD, that I just worked myself up too much or volunteered too much information and no one cares. So today I just kept my mouth buttoned and no one cared, and it's beautiful. Back in Canada. Can I get a fuck yeah?
Fuck yeah!
Excellent. The Red Rooster. Yeah, okay, remind me of this story. When I got turned away from the border, so it was that exact same border. I was over on the US side, the Callus guys giving me all this shit, just because I didn't have the right paperwork. So I had to go home and sort my stuff out. But I had to walk back across the little bridge to the Canadian side on my own, go in of my own volition, and give them the rejection paperwork. And it just seems so weird. Like, what if I just didn't? What if I, you know...
The sirens go off like they did.
Yeah, maybe. The sirens go off and they freak out and shoot you. So I went and did all the stuff. And then somewhere just down this road, we're probably only a mile or two from it, there are these awesome little cabins. So I rented a little cabin for the night and just hung out there and watched TV. And then I had to get up at like 5 in the morning and huffer down the road to the Red Rooster, because that's where you catch the bus, because they don't have a bus station, because this St. Stephen is very, very small. And it was very, kind of nice in its own crappy way. Went home, got my stuff ready, came back, moved to the States, the rest is history. And now I'm back. So we're a little ways deeper into New Brunswick, and it's just so weird. This is where I'm from. We're back in New Brunswick, and I'm pushing on through to Nova Scotia. I'm going to pick this up again on the streets of Halifax. It's my continuing travels. But just seeing all these signs of places I know, St. George and Deer Island is this ridiculous little teeny tiny island that nobody lives on. Like, there's one called Grand Manan that's kind of big, where my aunt used to teach school, but Deer Island is like little. I was there once, and you gotta take a boat to get there, and it's like, how do people live there? It doesn't even make sense. It's awesome. And then we just turned on the radio looking for random stations, and we're listening to Big John FM 98.9, going down the dark, lonely roads of New Brunswick. Fuck yeah. Yeah.
Grand Bay Home Harbor in beautiful downtown Grand Bay, Westfield.
Enter the subway restaurant's test zone.
Just had another thought. Now, I don't know, this might not make sense when I listen back. You can leave this song, because it's about this song, so I gotta record a bit of it. I started to realize as I got older that a lot of that early 90s stuff I listened to had a lot of forebears in the 70s that I didn't realize. Like, when you hear, like, fucking Freebird, it really was obvious to me that Axl Rose heard that song when he was growing up and was like, got into all that epic kind of shit. And I'm just gonna let the radio record for a sec here, because this might be retarded, but there's something about this song that it's like, if you rock it up just a little bit, this could almost be Soundgarden. And that's gonna sound dumb, but I'm gonna record it anyway. There's something going on here. I don't know, maybe not. At the start of the song, it's like you just make it a little tougher, speed it up a bit, throw in a little bit more high-pitched Chris Cornell yelping. I don't know. It's all in cycles, man. Cycles. So where the fuck are we? We're out on the edge of New Brunswick at this point? It must be close, right? We're 19K from something. I think Moncton was the last civilized place that showed up. Chepecto Bay. Oh, Bay of Fundy. Nice. So, we just stopped to, near the edge of New Brunswick. We just stopped to change drivers, and I got out to take a pee on the side of the highway. And I think the last time I really remember a smell coming back to me like that was out by the ocean in Vancouver, and I was surprised how much it reminded me of the ocean on the East Coast, because, I mean, I guess water's water. But here, it's just, I don't know, just soil and dirt by the highway and trees and outdoorsness, and it smells so fucking good. It's ridiculous. And then you look up at the stars, and they're just, I don't know, it's almost like they seem not real. They're just trying to think of, like, what comparable experiences New Yorkers might have had. Maybe if you went to a Home Depot, to the soil department, you might kind of be able to smell a little bit of what I smelled. And if you go to, like, some planetarium, then maybe you can see little dots of light in the sky that somewhat represent this. But, man, it's so good. You guys could have driven away and just left me to fucking sleep out here on the side of the highway, and it would have been awful. I don't even know why I started saying that would be alright, but but it's fucking great. So good. And I peed, so that's nice.
Yeah!
So I'm in fucking Halifax, motherfuckers. My last big blowout, my last big week up in, hear that, blowout. I can talk like that all I want now, fuck faces. I can be as Canadian as I goddamn well please, and no one's gonna say shit about it. I don't know where I am, I got a map, but I'm just gonna walk. Whew, so, it was a pretty good fucking last week in New York, man. The whole Keith and the Girl, crazy Keith Malley, birthday party shindig, crazy ass fucking crap. Good times. Man, it's nice to be back in Canada. I figure I'll just have random recollections as I fucking wander around Halifax. See what I remember about the week. Got a bit of a sore throat. A lot of people got a sore throat. A little bug going around. Got transferred by the fact that everyone is a slutty whore who listens to Keith and the Girl. Men and women. Man, it's weird though. This specifically where I am now. It's just suburbs. Never felt comfortable in the suburbs. Hey, you hear that? Two cars just went by. That's it. There's no more traffic. There's just two cars. Now there's nothing. This is gonna be so quiet. There's not gonna be giant garbage trucks. There's not gonna be fucking... Oh, I think I hear a plane. There's an airplane in the distance. A rare sound. It's gonna be different, man. It's gonna be weird. The back in Canada fucking ham radio. So yeah, I figured I would take this opportunity since I drove back with Kale and Firefighter Chick, who both live in Halifax, to fucking stop in Halifax for a few days before I go home. Because I'm trying to figure out where I want to move next, and maybe Halifax. This would be a nice little dip my toes in the pond. I have been here before, but not in a while. And not for very long. So yeah, I'm in the suburbs. Man, I don't like the suburbs. I can never live here. It's so super perfect. So super clean. So super proper. All the lawns just so. All the houses just so. Everything so fucking in its right place. Maybe that's what I'll play. Some Radiohead. It's like fucking creepy to me. And his house, I mean, it's beautiful. It's a gorgeous place. Immaculate. Brand spanking new. Everything is just like there is no possible way to criticize a house like that. But I just don't feel comfortable there. It's like houses I grew up in were always just old and big and messy and drafty, full of shit. And even just the smell of the place smells exactly like my friend Andrew's house from when I was in junior high school in Nassis. I go to his place a lot for lunch and stuff, and I think it's because they all have the same cleaning service. Sorry, I'm supposed to find the number 4 bus. There's a bus going by. I don't know what it is. I'll sort this out, though. A little goddamn chilly, I'll tell you that. Spring is coming slow to fucking Canada this year. I swear to Christ I saw some fucking snow on the way home last night. Swear to God. Kale assured me it could not have been snow, but it fucking looked like snow to me. Out in the wilds of rural Nova Scotia. I forgot to email my mom. Oh, it's okay. I'll get a calling card. Fucking call her. I think I know where I kind of am. He gave me a little map. Brah! What was I going to say? Yeah, the houses smell the same. And I think it's just like if you got a maid, which everybody in this kind of situation tends to have a maid. I guess it's just the cleaning stuff they use. I don't know, man. It was weird. It brought me back. And I just, this ain't for me. This is never, I can never live in the suburbs, dude. So fucking weird to me. But of course, he's a grown man and he has kids and such. And, you know, of course it makes sense. He has a job. All of that stuff seems weird to me. Just started to hail very slightly. That's very nice. I mean, literally less than 20 seconds and then it finished, but that's some Canada for you. I was looking at this map and I was like, dude, this could be a little bit of a walk. Seems like I'm... Kale was nice enough to put on this map the closest Tim Hortons, because I am fucking... I hate you, Dunkin' Donuts. You suck. Shit, you're so terrible. Oh, there's the number 4. Sweet. Now I know how to catch it. Number 4 downtown. That'll do. So I was, I don't know, I was trying to navigate on this map a little bit to go to Tim Hortons to get my first Tim Hortons coffee in a year. And it seemed like it might be a little bit of a long way, but I am totally a New York map headspace, where for every street that's on a map, there's actually 8 streets in between. Whereas this map is totally accurate. Everything, every little street that's mentioned is a real street. So in fact, this is something like a 5-minute walk. It's nothing. Saw a guy jog by, even though it's freezing cold. Oh, it's spring, Canada. What are you doing to me? Why are you so cold? Hey, there's a CIBC. I have a CIBC account that I never use. Let's go pop a card in and see how much money I got. See if I'm in the negatives. Since it's been a whole year where I've had this nebulous inability to really use my banks properly. So I don't even know what songs I'm going to put in the show. I guess I'm just going to seed in shit. But probably Canadian shit. But let's throw in the paper raincoat. Because I was surprised how many people listen to Ham Radio. I had quite a few people come up and be like, yo, dude, Ham Radio, I like that show. And not all of them skip the music. Some of them do. And I don't give a fuck. Sure, I didn't write those songs. But two people mentioned this one song specifically. It was Josh Latta, I believe, and Kat from Ireland, who, I don't know, I'm always curious of, like, she's this really attractive Irish girl, and I wonder, you know, it's like, does she, it was funny to watch people try to talk to her, and just how, she just, you know, it's Keith and the Girl Group, where I'd say average to slightly below average, maybe, on the male side. The girls tend to be really hot, for whatever reason. But yeah, just watching people try to talk to her was funny, and then watching myself try to talk to her was kind of funny. It's just like, amazingly hard to talk to people that are that good looking sometimes. And then when it turns out she listens to Ham Radio, you think that'd make it easier, but if anything, it made it harder. It's like, oh man, now you know stuff about me. Anyway, we did have a nice little chat though. It was nice. And she mentioned that Brooklyn Blurs was a song that she liked a lot. And then someone else, like I said, I believe Josh Latta, also mentioned it. I was like, man, people love that fucking song. So, as a parting tip of the hat to Brooklyn, let's listen to Brooklyn Blurs by the Paper Raincoat. Started hailing again. It's hailing kind of good right now. I just got one on the tongue. Delicious. So yeah, something's going on with that account. It doesn't even recognize my card. I wonder what's going on with that bank account. Whatever, I'll figure it out. So there is a Tim Hortons sort of by here, but it's a little too far. So I'm gonna go hop on that number 4, head downtown. Now that I'm in the fucking land of Tim Hortons, shouldn't take long to stumble across one. I'm just assuming that I'll recognize when I'm at downtown Halifax. See what I remember of it. And since I did just see the bus go by, who knows how long I'll have to wait. This will be a learning experience. How many buses we got here in Halifax? Because I know in my hometown... Shit, maybe I should get something to eat first. In my hometown, man... Oh, Swiss Chalet, that'd be good. Fuck it, I'm gonna go do that. You just can't just sit down and wait for a bus. That's the fool's errand. Long wait for a train ain't never gonna come. Or it's gonna take a long time to come. You actually need the little listing of like when every bus is gonna come. Cause Fredericton is small, yo. Tell you one thing I kind of forgot about Canada. Cause we drove through, you know, past St. John, Moncton, all these places. And they all seem vaguely familiar. Every time I'm like, is this Ormuckto or Truro? Who the fuck, who can even tell? I mean, different sized cities, but there is like all this huge wide expanse of space in Canada and trees in the horizon always just on the edge of these like industrial parks. Like here we got apartment buildings and huge buildings. Everything's huge building. Giant Swiss Chalet, giant Smitty's, big CIBC, even the fucking Irving is huge. Everything is gigantic. And big block stores, enormous Home Depot, Canadian Tires, Costco, and it all kind of looks the same. All of East Coast Canada, every city, has a lot of very generic stuff. Not a good or a bad thing, just something I noticed, something I didn't totally remember. And I'm excited to be back. I know it's just... I think as you get older and older, just whatever you grew up with, you gravitate back toward more and more. You rebel less and less against your cultural upbringing. And it just feels more natural to be out here. Last night on the drive home, I mean, it was like 2:30 in the morning of a 14-hour drive. I don't actually have a license, so I was just keeping the driver company. But, yeah, I was feeling, at the same time, really... worn down because I've just been awake so long, but also really excited to be back. And just I just feel like, I mean, the big argument for New York, one of the big arguments is culture. Most museums, the most plays, the most varied different ethnic groups and stuff. And yeah, it has different cultures, but does it have good culture or does it have a bunch of fucking assholes? It's a lot more homogenous around here, but it's just fucking good. People aren't pieces of shit. Just like, depending on what type of cultural experience you're looking for. I think East Coast Canada could rise up like a behemoth and fucking pop the puny head off fucking New York City. New York is such a goddamn joke, man. Fuck. I've got it out of my system. I won't spend my whole next year complaining about New York, but Jesus, that place fucked that. It is fucked up. It's all fucked up. Swish LA. This is a very brutal example of non-culture, anti-culture. This is a very super generic processed place, and everyone here is kind of ruddy and older looking than they should look. And not particularly impressive specimens of the human race. Just to be the biggest asshole ever possible. But, you know, the whole New York thing, though, I was just never impressed by them. I'm not saying I would take this over faggy hipsters, because the faggy hipsters are ridiculous, but we'll wait till I hop on that bus, get back downtown. That's when things are gonna level out. But yeah, this is pretty hyper generic. There's really no difference between this and like the Swiss Chalet, my Bredderton, that could be there right now.
Thank you.
And that was the kind of thing that was fun to go to with Allie, my niece that I used to babysit. Barbara and I chair, get some french fries, you know, whatever. But right now I'm just hungry. Okay, let's try to figure out what just happened there. Talking too loud because I'm emotionally disturbed. Just had some food at Swiss Chalet and I didn't care for that at all. That was creepy. That was some plastic, fakey, fucking horrible bullshit. And now that I'm looking around, what do we got? Smitty's restaurant? A fucking... like a Pizza Hut. Oh, no. Oh, that's not cool. I'm gonna have to avoid the big chain bullshitty restaurants, because I did not care for that at all. It just felt... that's a step backward, no fucking question. Maybe it's just that I didn't get a whole shit ton of sleep last night. I still got a bit of this cold. Could be any number of reasons. At least I got some food in me, but that was some generic, awful food. That is the kind of food that should not exist. And everybody in there, it's all older couples because it's a fucking afternoon of a Tuesday. Everyone else is at work, but... Oh, that was good, wasn't it? Oh, my sandwich was especially good. It was not. It was not good. You're wrong. It was bad. It was real bad. I was gonna fucking huffer down the street to the Tim Hortons to get my fucking Tim Hortons coffee in me, because coffee does cheer me up. I'm just gonna go get on that bus. The hail has turned into Haley rain now. I need to get some fucking gloves. How do I need gloves, man? It's April 21st. So, I don't know, at least to make myself feel a little better, I don't understand why people figure out tips in percentage. I guess I just tipped like 40%, but I didn't. I tipped $4 because it's a $10 thing. But that's a pretty good tip, right? $4, 40%, I don't know. Anyway, yes, anyone who was worried, hey, you still going to do your show when you get back to Canada? Yes, I am. And not only am I going to keep doing this show, but it's still going to be erratic and... fucking totally emotionally topsy-turvy, I guess. I'm happy. Oh, now I'm not as happy. Oh, okay, now I feel better again. Oh, now I don't feel good. Because now that I'm just blabbing to myself, walking to the bus stop, I do feel better. But man, that was creepy. That wasn't good. And I guess what makes that creepy, that whole Swiss Chalet thing, so I remember I always kind of thought of Swiss Chalet as being one of the better places. Me and Matt used to go there sometimes, and there's nothing uniquely Halifaxian about that experience that just happened. That's everywhere. Probably everywhere across all of Canada, but Ontario and eastward at least. Nothing unique about that. Tons of those bullshit places. Oh, just like to go from the suburbs to that. Come on now. Come on. Let's get on this bus. Get to some fucking downtown. already noticing the shift where I managed to get rid of all my American change on the way down here, but I still got a lot of American 20s. But pulled out all this Canadian change I got from intern Mike before I went. He still had money left over from when he was in Toronto, so I got it off him, like 13 bucks in coins. So my the coin part of my wallet is bulgier than it has been in quite some time, with toonies and loonies and such. And every time I spend an American 20 and it breaks down into Canadian, the inside of my wallet gets a little brighter. I got 3 bland American 5s and 1 nice blue Canadian one. Oh, there's no one around. This bus is gonna take forever. Maybe I should just go to the fucking Tim Hortons. But no, it's raining out. At least I'm in a bus enclosure. I will wait and read this Canadian free newspaper that I just got. See what's in the news, shall we? See what's been going on in my homeland. Well, here's some odd ones. A Canadian jet was hijacked on the runway in Jamaica. I don't know what these Jamaican dudes... I should read the whole story. Who needs to read fucking entire stories? Give you gists. You get some gists. These Jamaican dudes, I don't know, I guess they fucking sucked. They kind of threatened people a little bit. Took a little while. Everyone was scared. Then the hijackers got stopped and everyone was safe. And everyone came home. Yay! Fucking no good Jamaicans. What are you doing? And then there's this bus driver in Halifax who, I guess he is, I don't know, sort of a... He had a beard and a goatee that he dyed different weird colors. He was driving along. There were some seal protesters protesting the seal hunt. Who had like a plush seal. So this dude stops his bus, hops off the bus, and clubs the fake seal. I don't know, just to be funny and wacky or whatever. So he got suspended for that. And then eventually fired. You know, there's a sort of look to East Coast Canadians that I don't care for so much. Hard to say what it is. They never ever left their town look, I guess. Anyway, so this guy who got fired for the seal shenanigans, then he hung himself. He was on antidepressants and what have you, and had a blue goatee, so obviously, you know. A little bit of a loose cannon, as we would say in Canada. But that's kind of interesting. Here's a wacky one. This actually made us have to detour on the way home yesterday. This is one of these many toll booths that are all over the place. This dude was driving in his, his truck. Not even a super huge truck by this picture in the paper, but, you know, big enough truck. Trucking truck from some company in Georgia. Plowed through, like, a bunch of concrete fucking dividers and then smashed right into the toll booth. Bam! Seems like the guy in the toll booth is okay, but he's stuck in there for, like, 40 minutes. Had to get airlifted out. It's kind of brutal. And the truck driver guy, I guess, was fine and just couldn't, I don't know, he has no official statement yet. Couldn't explain what happened, but I mean, I guess he fell asleep or something. So we had to go a different way, because that toll fucking booth was all fucked up. But I don't know, now I'm noticing how I'm just a fucking douchebag. I'm just a piece of shit, because yesterday, I was like, ah, cool, look at all these names of places I recognize. And now reading this story, this thing happened in Truro, I'm like, ah, fuck you, Truro. I'm instantly tired of regionality. Like, yay, I know that place. That's by where I am. I don't know. Just where's this fucking bus, man? Fuck. Ah! Moving is weird. Weird on the head, dude. Weird. Fucking weird. There's no people around. I like that. I can yell and be strange. That's fucking cool. You know how many people would be here right now if this was New York? How many fucking motherfuckers would just be crowding up on my shit? Lots. Let's just say that. Lots of them. Alright, check this out. How is this a fucking story? Coffee battle brewing. Competition! If you haven't tried McDonald's coffee in recent years, the company is hoping that you'll give it another shot. In a bold move that promises to heat up the morning coffee wars, McDonald's is offering customers a free morning coffee every day for the next 2 weeks. See, at least I thought this might be about how McDonald's is converting a lot of their places to McCafes. Yeah, that's not happening around these parts. But, fucking 16, what bus is this bullshit? This isn't even the bus I need. Fuck all this, I'm walking to Tim Hortons, I had enough of this. Yeah, because I don't know, to me at least that's kind of interesting, how they're sort of changing their image toward this, like, cafe sort of thing. It's really taken off in Australia. But no, this is just that every morning for the next 2 fucking days, every day for the next 2 weeks, I guess, McDonald's is giving away a free coffee. That's a savings of about $1.22 per cup, including tax on a 10-ounce cup. Canadians drinking 36 million fewer cups of coffee in the last 12 months. The battle for the larger share of a declining coffee market is heating up. McDonald's is giving away coffee. Who fucking cares? Do you know what coffee costs? Costs nothing. Costs little pennies. The promotion is clearly aimed at turning up the heat on the market share leader Tim Horton Incorporated. Perry, blah, 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 financial analyst in the Marcus wrote a bit. Given that 60% of Tim Horton's sales are in the morning, and more than 50% of those sales are coffee, the McDonald's giveaway can hurt its performance this quarter. First off, no, it won't. McDonald's coffee is fucking disgusting. It's fucking terrible. It's god-awful. Maybe their fucking latte things will be a little better. But their normal coffee is fucking shit. And second off, that's not a story. That's not. You're just telling people to go to McDonald's to get free coffee. You just promoted their stupid promotion. That's in the newspaper? Fuck you. This is bringing back some memories too of just how much I fucking hated our radio stations when I was growing up in Fredericton. Just the worst, the shittiest, nothing you could even listen to. And I'm not that hard to please, you know, I'm really not. Give me some fucking Pearl Jam and I'll listen to it. I won't complain. But also, this fucking, these newspapers, man, are you kidding me? Ah, like the Daily Gleaner in my hometown. It practically disgusted me that my parents even read it. It's like, ah, are you kidding? The Daily Gleaner, all this fucking horse shit that means nothing, it's just total fucking bullshit. Just the most pointless, stupid, worthless stories. Man, all these buses are really empty going by. That's interesting and different. Holy fuck, it's cold, man. It's fucking freezing. There's the Starbucks right here, but I need me some Timmy's. Just stopped in a little library for a sec because it's getting very cold and shitty outside. And I guess the prevailing, descriptive term would be empty. Empty. Whole fucking country's empty. But for whatever random things I may see and criticize on my various wanderings, that's just how I roll, man. That's what I'm wont to do. But I do understand that much like in romance, one needs to learn to love oneself before one can love and be loved by others. So whatever my horseshit fucking problems are with this place, you know, I'm just being complainy. I'm feeling a little lagged from the travel. And possibly annoyed that I have to fucking, you know, build a life for myself. I can't just move somewhere and have everything fall at my feet. Because apparently that's asking too much of the world.
Interesting and sophisticated, refusing to be celebrated. It's a monumental big screen kiss. It's so deep, it's meaningless. One day I'll just up and quit, and that'll be it. Just then the stripper stopped in a coffin fit. She said, sorry, I can't go on with this. Yeah, that's awful close, but that's not why. I'm so hard done by. It was true cinema, a clap. You should see it before there's nothing left. In an epic too smart to be tragic, you'll have to wait a minute, cause it's an instamatic. Yeah, that's awful close, but that's not why. I'm so hard done by. Just then the room became more dimly lit. It was the end afraid Candy's not feeling well. Close, that's not why. I'm so hard done by.
Now, in the interest of total fairness, since I spent so much time ragging on New York for its garbage, there's a shit ton of garbage on this one little walk I'm walking down. It's weird, too, because it's all these trees and bushes and stuff and old cups. But, I mean, they're, like, old. Like, I don't know, there's a Tim Hortons cup that is, like, totally colorless. It's been bleached by the sun. It's been there so long. So, I don't know, this is a different case of, like, it took a long time for this garbage to build up, clearly. As a garbageologist, I can tell this. But the fact remains that it has not been cleaned up. Clayton Park, talking to you. Still. Man, it's so weird. This, like, little corner I'm on right now, I could be in Fredericton right now. There's no difference. No difference to the East Coast. Maybe I should try Montreal just to see if it is different. But again, I still am fucking around just up here in industrial strip mallville. We do love our strip malls in Atlantic Canada. Fucking love them shits. You know, this little quest for a Tim Hortons, I mean, this is just like, there's like two strip malls across the street from each other here. And we got the Shoppers, Drug Mart, the Ultramar, the McDonald's. You know, it's all the Blockbuster, Subway. Nothing you haven't seen before, but it's also reminded me of when me and Erica, the girl I was dating in Vancouver, we went on this little vacation where we spent 2 weeks in London, Ontario, 2 weeks in Fredericton, New Brunswick, and then a few days in Halifax before jetting it on back to Vancouver. And I think we went to Tim Hortons every goddamn day we were on that trip, because there's not very much Tim Hortons in Vancouver. And that was a nice memory. And even this strip mall just reminds me very much of this one we were at in London, Ontario. And, you know, I'm sure it's just rose-colored glasses. That girl is all married and long gone from my life now, but it does seem like I have an awful lot of good memories of stuff that I did with her. Because, you know, I'm at the strip mall now, and it's like, meh. What is all this horseshit? But I'm remembering being at an incredibly similar place with her, and it was fun. So, fancy that. You know what I'm going to play right now? Is just after that little depressed missive. I was listening to a show about the history of goth music. And Fascination Street by The Cure was part of their playlist. And man, this is a good song. Just immediately, like, got me singing along and made me feel happy again. Nish. So I'm gonna play that. And I'm gonna finally catch a bus, okay? I gotta stop this fucking around. Fuck all this bullshit. I still don't see the damn Tim Hortons either. Fascination Street by The Cure. A arguably somewhat goth-like at certain points in its history band. see the Tim Hortons. It was hidden behind the McDonald's. And there's one of those fucking stupid huge Shoppers Drug Marts, like these new ones with the big red fucking parapets that are just silly giant. And I do need to buy some new tapes, because this is my last tape and it's almost used up on this transmission. Transmission out into space, out into the internet. Transmission to no one, speaking to myself in the rain, ruining my camera. No question, wherever I move to next, I'm making sure I move right into the heart of things. I don't necessarily regret living so far away when I was in New York, because I did live way out deep in Queens. But it's very hard to live cheaply in New York. I mean, live in Manhattan, unlikely. Maybe I could have found somewhere in Astoria or somewhere in Brooklyn. But, you know, water under the bridge in New York is a crazy fucking place, so we'll see. But as for other places, you know, Vancouver, Halifax, Montreal, wherever I end up, I do think I will go out of my way to live somewhere more central. And I do think it will be worth it. There, I got a nice 3-pack of tapes so I can record myself fucking babbling as much as I want. Oh, maybe I'll take the bus. Oh, maybe I won't take the bus. Oh, maybe I'll go here. Oh, maybe I won't go here. Most fascinating fucking radio of all goddamn time. I am clearly feeling kind of strangely lonely and isolated right now because I just caught myself trying to chat with the old lady that worked at Shoppers Drug Mart. Oh, you know, is American okay? Of course American's okay. It's fucking Canada. Hey, just got back from the States, you know, I don't have any Canadian money yet. Oh, what was that like? Chitty chat chat. Somewhat unlike me. Not that I'm not usually friendly, but that was, you know. I kind of think, what time is it in New York? I guess it's only an hour's difference. I would still be at work. I gotta try to get a calling card, gotta call home, and she asked me to call her also, and I would like to talk to her. Suppose I should, I'll mention that, since that was my kind of cliffhanger last episode, was I was going to go hang out with Ian to say my goodbyes, and hopefully it went okay. And I'll tell you, I was nervous, man. Really fucking nervous. It's very hard for us to get along sometimes. Very easy to fight. We met at Astor Place. What did we do that day? I had a coffee, and then we went to the Vietnamese place by Canal Street we used to go to a lot. As a final meal, it was not really that significant. Maybe it was never all that great, or maybe it was just extra bland that day. Anyway, I'm glad to say we worked things out quite well, and we hung out quite a bit this last week before I left. Even just like the night before I left, you know, I'd go to Keith and the Girl stuff and then take a day off and go see Ian. And I'm glad that we're friends again. It's very nice. Maybe it's easier in a way since I was leaving, you know, easier to just leave bullshit behind. I don't know, still got in at least one little fight about. It's just so dumb. I don't know, we went to see Crank 2, which I'll get into that later, my opinions on movies. But, I don't know, we just got talking about cultural shit, men movies versus women movies, and I don't know, man, it's just so easy for me to get annoyed. I don't want to overplay this. I mean, it was just like a little bit of annoyance, but it was enough for Ian to say, all right, listen, I'm going to go to the bathroom. Chill the fuck out. I don't know. Can I say? I'm a flawed person. But yeah, it'd be nice to talk to her right now. And my phone is all fucked up because it's outside of its area. I can get texts and that's all. I can't call people. And it could run out of juice at any time and I can't refill it. And I don't even know how much money's on it or how much it costs to get texts in this state. So anyway, long story short, me and Ian are good, so that is nice. In a way, it's a shame that so much of the last couple of months that I was in New York, you know, we didn't get to hang out, but I guess we kind of needed that anyway. Even now, I mean, this last week went pretty well, but I'm sure if I hung around, you know, our problems would resurface. So it was nice to finish things off on a good note. I'm going to Tim Hortons now. Get myself a fucking coffee. It could rain for a thousand days, or something I don't know. Look to the sun, and we're having fun beside the river flow. Your While I pee in Tim Hortons. That's a callback. Ham Radio 8. Big into Devo these days. It's the first time I ever recorded outside. No, that's not true. Me and Aaron recorded outside. Ham Radio Lageria 9 outside the Vancouver Art Gallery. We're really making plans to try to take our show portable. But Ham Radio 8 was the first time I really did the walking around thing that I didn't really perfect until New York. This is where it seems like I should be more connected. I should have the fancy iPhone with the G3 network so I can be Twittering. First coffee since I got back to... And I gotta admit, I understand how it hooks people. There's something addictive about connectivity. I think that's kind of why I'm feeling sort of glum right now, as I'm so super disconnected right now. On all sides. I don't know. Kind of cheapens it too, though, in a way, doesn't it? Just to Twitter every little thing that's actually, like, important. Maybe I should just let it happen. Even these ham radios, you know, there's stuff. The ride home from Ian's house. Last time on the train, last time in Brooklyn, last time seeing her for... hopefully not forever. I could have pulled it out, I could have recorded, but, you know, seemed like maybe it would cheapen the moment. Somehow it's better to just explain it in hindsight. Anyway, I'm talking to myself at a urinal. I gotta get out of here. Got my coffee and resisted the urge to explain to the coffee lady the significance of this coffee. Do you know how long it's been since I've had Tim Hortons? This is gonna get broadcast out. Because I'm actually gonna film this part and put it on the end of the Keith and the Girl live show. It's gonna get broadcast out to tens of thousands of people. How many people they got? 100,000? Who knows, man? Lots. I was real famous that last week, by the way. It's weird, it was more so than normal. I guess it makes sense, because I was on the show a lot more this year than ever before. Anyway, I'll talk about that later, too. But I'm glad to say, man, that last little place I was at, with the Swiss Chalet, and everything was just desperately brutal, and all the people were very... Man, I don't know. Just... seemed un... I don't even know how to explain it. It's this, like, the giant... I mean, I guess the fields, the plains are out west, but we have our own kind of plains, you know? We have our own just expanses of nothing in between every town, and these are just the people of that expanse, the nothing people. But here at Tim Hortons, the girl working at Tim Hortons has... I don't know, it's also kind of an East Coast thing of just, like, sunken eyes, and I don't know, not like a hot girl, but something weirdly cute about her. And then there was another girl here who looked a lot like Amy, firefighter chick, who I came home with. Just, you know, pretty. Pretty girl. I don't know. Just seeing attractive people, at least, makes it nice. makes me like this place better. There's a Dairy Queen by my house back home that I don't know what was going on there, but they only hired hot girls. I don't know how they got away with it. I remember we were there one day while they were training a bunch of new girls and just in a line walking them around the store, the hoe train. Alright, I'm going to switch over to video. Record this momentous occasion. So good. Oh, fuck you, Dunkin' Donuts. Fuck you. Oh, that was pretty nice. I got it on tape. Got it on wax. Oh, man. That is good. I'm thinking, though, I don't know, it used to be 2 sugar, 3 cream was my perfect amount. Seeming a little sweet. I think maybe I lost some in my sweet tooth while I was out. Down south. As only a Canadian can call New York. Maybe I gotta switch to the 1 sugar, 3 cream. I still love the 3 cream. The bone white coffee. Like a dead bird's bones. I love it. I don't know, man. I don't know what it is. Why it's so hard. Well, part of what makes coffee at, like, McDonald's and Dunkin' Donuts and shit so bad is, like, they have such a bad way of measuring how much cream and sugar goes in stuff. Tim Hortons has got it down to a motherfucking science, man. Doesn't matter what size you order, you're gonna get the same proportionate amount of cream and sugar. They got it all figured out. Is that so fucking hard to do? We've only had coffee for fucking 400 years, cocksuckers. Realized I forgot to buy gloves. But I just saw a dollar store, another thing I miss about the shitty East Coast. I love fucking dollar stores, I love them. I bet you I can get me some nice little stretchy gloves for $1. Fair amount of people here just staring at me, talking to myself, not understanding what's going on. I guess they haven't heard. Because they haven't heard the news from the big city yet. The new podcast, all the kids love. Keith walking around talking to himself. They'll learn. They'll learn. Big specific sign right in the doorway of the dollar store. No coffee. No drinks and stuff, but coffee. So if you got a big sign specifically, I'll listen to you. Stillwater, for instance, Brolo, one of Brolo's favorite, his neighborhood bar back in New York. I had to pee just the other day with Ian. I was like, let's just hop in here and pee. But they had a sign right on the door. Bathroom for customers only. I was like, okay, that's fine. I'll go to Whole Foods. If you're going to be that specific about it. So I don't want to just guzzle down this coffee, so I'm just going to hang around out front a little bit and drink some fucking coffee. So yeah, might have to go down to the 1 sugar. My friend Matt gets the 1 sugar, 1 cream. That's known as the 1-in-1. Then double-double, triple-triple. I go with the somewhat unwieldy 1 sugar, or 2 sugar, 1 to 2 sugars, 3 cream. So I gotta say it out. I don't have a clever little saying for it. Oh, I'm feeling much better. Feeling much, much better. Is it the coffee? Who knows? Did I just re-fucking sequence my entire brain so that I'll always be happy forever and ever? Maybe. Who knows? We'll see, right? Gotta get a calling card. Where can I get that from somewhere? Oh, the diuretic effects of the coffee are already kicking in. So, I mean, if that can happen this fast, then probably it's just the coffee. There's a King of Donaire. I didn't realize Donaire was so East Coasty. It's like some kind of bastardization of Greek and Middle Eastern cuisine. I don't know, it's basically just like a gyro, like a fucking shawarma type thing. Except super fucking fake and processed and gross, just like everything. Hey, I just got my calling card. It was great. I just walked in and asked for a calling card, and then I paid for it. It was that easy. Look at her. Now, of course, finding a fucking telephone could be trickier. Not as many public phones as used to be in the world. I'm thinking I really got to figure out something to do with this fucking... Because this is the camera where I'm talking into it right now with its loud grinding gears, and it's going to be annoying later. Try to noise reduce it, but... The same belly aching I was always doing. Where I realized if I hooked up a microphone, it works really... Excuse me. Much better. But I'm already getting a lot of weird looks for talking into this thing like this, and... Somehow it's more embarrassing here than it was in New York. I don't care what those fuckers think of me, but these are my peeps. If I had a whole microphone attached, that's very weird at that point. That's so non... There's no infiltration involved at that point. Maybe I'll just get a new fucking camera. I'll figure something out. You know, this really is no better than a Twitter. I mean, I'm letting in on every little minute detail, the minutiae of this day. But, I don't know, even though you're not actually here, even though I actually am here all by myself right now, just knowing that later this will go out, people will listen to it and dig it.
Lost you guys Saturday. I wasn't paying for my stuff and I left around and I'm like, oh.
One chick I ran into in New York last week said it was less like, you know, listening to... No, I didn't know. This was just an email I got. Getting people confused. But, you know, just like hearing... Hanging out with a friend. Or whatever. Listening to my show. It's like, cool. Well, thank you. And it works both ways. Because weirdly makes me feel better now. Just knowing that I'm talking to somebody. In the future. All done my coffee. I'd like to see McDonald's bust in on the Tim Hortons market. I'd like to see you fucking try, fuckers. Good goddamn luck.
I was on my way to work when I realized I'm wasted. Still wasted from the party last night. So I kick back my seat and I loosen my tie. I'm wasted. Still wasted from the party last night. The guys in the office might criticize me for looking like hell and smelling like a brewery, but I'm wasted. Sitting here in traffic and I'm wasted. Still wasted from the party last night. Only wearing one shoe, there's no denying it, I'm wasted. Still wasted. Put my last smoke behind my ear and realize it was lit. I'm wasted. Still wasted from the party last night. Sitting here in morning traffic, I could go to work or I could just pass it by. Cause I'm wasted. Still wasted from the party last night. I'm wearing my bed sheets like a cape and a cowboy hat.
He's wasted
and naked. But if I don't go to work, how will I pay my tab? I'm wasted. Still wasted from the times that I'm wasted. And party when there's something that's done. Wasted. Something at the party last night.
Switched over to my new tape, and I got my gloves. Now, as it will tend to be at the dollar store, you kind of take what you get at the dollar store. So I could have either got some really fluffy, like puffy tie-dyed gloves that were all, I don't know, poofy. I've never even seen gloves like that. They're probably remainders from some stockhouse in Romania or some shit. Or some of these here, like, smoker gloves that don't have fingers. Not optional fingers, these ones just don't have the fingers. So, as I speak, my hands are warmer in general, but my fingers remain cold because there's no fingers on these gloves. In a way, it's kind of neat. It's better to manipulate things. It's easier to open tape cases and what have you when you can use your fingers. But I think if I had the choice, I would have got gloves with fingers. However, I did not have the choice. I had the savings, so I got fingerless gloves. Surely to fuck, it's gonna start warming up like tomorrow, Canada. And I won't need these gloves anyway. Still haven't caught the bus to go downtown. I don't know, I might not even make it downtown today. It's already like after 3 o'clock. I'm supposed to go have some dinner with Kale. About 5, the guy who is putting me up. Oh, there's a bus. I'm just gonna bet there's my number 4. Gonna go right past me though. It's down the street. Too far away. I am heading back in the direction of the library though. I was like, hey, if anybody has a public phone, mayhap it would be the library. Oh, well, look at this. This is a 52 bus. I don't know shit about the buses or where I'm going. No how. I don't know none. Even if I get downtown, really, I'm only trying to get to Strange Adventures on Sackville Street. Because if Cal, who owns the place, happens to be in, I know that guy. Be nice to say hi. Oh, and there's the shitty Swiss Chalet that sucked, that made me in a bad mood. The rest of this day has been a lot better, though. Even if it is just this one weird little super plasticky neighborhood. I remember what I was saying? You gotta have fun with yourself. You gotta love yourself, man. I'm feeling much more in love with myself. Here comes a bus. I'm gonna see what bus that is. That will decide my fate. If it's a 4, I'll jump on it. If it's not, I'll go look for a telephone. And if I decide to ignore the dragon's curse and attempt to enter the cave of Yendor regardless, I'll turn to page 37. Just gave my mom a ring, let her know I'm back in Canada. Thank her once again for all the money she had to sink into the last leg of this journey when I ran out of money, which she assured me it was a pleasure. Oh, it was a pleasure to give you that money. May have been a touch of sarcasm there, but still, that's nice to hear. I don't know, my dumb calling card didn't work though. I have a lot of trouble with calling cards. I think just the whole idea of a public phone is like so, you know, archaic. And Kale doesn't even have a landline, you know, it's all Skype and shit. Maybe I can sort that out later. This place just got overrun by kids. Is school still in? Did school get out? I don't know, anyway. There's these two teenagers in the lobby, this dude talking to this chick, just like, so how's life? And then he either said, so did you finally give up on math? Or, so did you finally give up on meth? I guess it could have been either one. East Coast, gotta make your own fun. This is another song that doesn't directly relate to what's going on right now in any way, and it's not Canadian either. Not that everything has to be Canadian that I play. It's just this show I'm listening to about the history of goth, you know, toward the end of it now, so it's getting into the abstractions. The Dresden Dolls, like, what if Susie and the Banshees played the German cabaret circuit in 1932, is how the guy described it. It is a Canadian show. This is Alan Cross with his continuing history of new music. Anyway, reminded me how fucking good this song is. Brad played this song way back at one of the old ham radios from before I went to New York. I never got huge into the Dresden Dolls, but this one song, man, wow, it's a good fucking tune. For those of you who are interested in hearing the music I play, enjoy this fucking kick-ass tune. For the rest of you, skip forward approximately, I don't know, I'm gonna say 3.5 minutes. See you there.
From the scars on my arms and the cracks in my hips and the dents in my car and the blisters on my lips that I'm not the carefulest of girls. You can tell from the glass on the floor and the strings that are breaking and I keep on breaking more and it looks like I am shaking, but it's just the temperature. Then again, if it were any colder, I could disengage. If I were any older, I would act my age, but I don't think that you believe me. It's not the way I'm meant to be. It's just the way the operation made me. From the state of my room that they let me out too soon and the pills that I ate came a couple weeks too late and I've got some issues to work through. There I go again, pretending to be you, make believing that I have a soul beneath the surface, trying to convince you it was accidentally on purpose. I am not so serious, this passion is a plagiarism. I might join your century, but only on a rare occasion. I was taken up in for the labor pains and did. Encourages her. And you can tell from the full body cast that you're sorry that you asked, that you did everything you could like any decent person would. But I might be catching, so don't touch. Don't believe that you're immune to gravity and stuff. Don't get me wet because the bandages will all come off. You can tell from the smell at the state that the current state is critical. But it is the little things I'm saying. The time it takes to break it, she can make up 10 excuses. Excuse her for the day, it's just the way the medication makes her. I don't necessarily believe there is a cure for this, so I might join your century, but only if the devil gets. I was too precarious, removed as necessary. You don't have to worry, stop that.
just saw some Vachon cakes. Man, I miss those, like the little the caramel cake thingies, you know, those little square caramel cakes with caramel on them, whatever the fuck they're called. And butter tarts, man, why are those so hard to find? The goddamn U.S. And last night I got a Kinder Egg, you remember that shit? Fucking saw one at the Irving. It had a little motorcycle man inside. It's like this, it's a chocolate egg. Maybe everybody knows these, but I just never saw them in New York. It's a chocolate egg. Milk chocolate on the outside, white chocolate on the inside. And inside that egg is a little plastic egg. And inside that is a little toy. And back in the day, they were hyper great with, like, really complex little metal parts and stuff. Now they're more plastic trinkets, but they're still just fucking cool. For $1.20, you could do a lot worse.
Finally on the bus. Heading downtown. Pretty much I just got time to go downtown and then get picked up and go somewhere else. But at least I get to ride. Watch the scenery go by, get a lay of the land, riding on the bus.
You know, there are definitely some pre-made layouts for Tim Hortons. The Tim Hortons I was at earlier looked exactly like the Tim Hortons on Main Street in Fredericton. The one closer to Devon, not the one closer to Natsys. And this one, I'm at the Halifax Shopping Center. Huge Sears, Walmart, Sobeys, Pier 1 Imports, you know, all the same old shit. This one looks exactly like the one on Smythe Street in Fredericton, famous for its drive-through that spills out onto the street all the time and sort of fucks shit up. So I got on the bus, started having a little bus adventure, was definitely noticing how this place looks exactly like Fredericton, or probably more likely Fredericton looks exactly like this place. All the same types of houses, same types of layout, same types of... It's all very, very familiar, which could be neat if I move here. That could be a good thing. Still the excitingness of new with the familiarity of old. But I really did drag my heels. It's pretty much supper time. Kale's going to take me to go have some chili and such, so I just hopped off, and he's going to come pick me up. I also noticed that these fingerless gloves that I bought have red and white soccer balls on them. Red and white to signify the Canadian flag, of course. Red, white, and never blue. And they say Canada on them. So I have Canada on both my fists. I'm ready to punch the shit out of America. I'm the Canadian warrior, ready to fight. Blah! So I got a new coffee, this time with... Oh, which I'm spilling all over myself like a fucking moron. This time with 1 sugar and 3 cream. Let us test it, shall we? Ugh, I'm gonna smell like old coffee as I'm spilling it on myself. Hello, just podcasting. I'm trying out. You're here for a momentous moment. I decided 2 sugar is too much. This one only has 1 sugar. Like, maybe I lost my sweet tooth over the years. So let's see how it goes.
Okay.
I'm recording the audio right now so everyone out there can hear me slurp. I think that might have to be the new way. I lost a sugar in the past year. How'd that happen?
Was that single or double single?
It's actually 1 sugar and 3 cream. I love the cream.
Ripple single.
Yeah. But I don't want to call it that, because what if they fuck it up and give me 3 sugar and 1 cream? It'd be gross. All right.
Because they know.
I guess.
They know.
Imagination's having puppies. It could be a video for new recruits. Just stare into the camera and pretend that you got the flu. You're a dream of impossible vacations. And get all teary from the wind. Look as though you're standing at the station long after the train came in. Space tartans like there's something on. And you're never more heartbroken when you've got something on. Picture a century water. Buried the pipeline guy right here. Vacations with the sweep of a map and pioneer outside.
my Chevrolet Caprice back out to phantom power, and like there's nothing on, hammer in the tower, and now there's nothing on. Ride the something on, it makes me feel just rotten, but you've got something on.
Back at Kale's place for the evening. Never did make it downtown. Do that tomorrow. Leave bright and early. Spend the whole day fucking around. I don't think I'm going to stay in Halifax too long. I'm sort of feeling the pull of going back home. So he's out, and I'm just fucking around on his computer, downloading some podcasts and shit for the ride home. It's definitely been a weirdly up and down day. Up and down. I don't know. It's always tumultuous when you move. The weird uprooting. In a sense, it's not that big a deal. You know, it's like... Alright, so we, I'm just thinking how I stayed in New York for so long, for the whole year. When really, I mean, it was a long-ass drive, 14-hour drive to get home, but that's only a day. Whatever. Maybe it wouldn't have killed me to leave and come back. The border didn't seem too fucking worried about shit. Or, like, here in Halifax, you know, I'll hang out for a bit, go home, but I can just come back here. Whatever. It's not like it's fucking miles away. But of course it is. So I wanted to turn this thing on. I should just go to bed soon. I'm beat. I am worn out. But why I wanted to come on is I was just reminded of a song that I want to play. It's an Elvis Costello song called I Want You that I've heard back in the day, but I hadn't heard recently until I was listening to a show about Elvis Costello. And I was listening to this on the 7 train. Me and Relic were riding the 7 train home after the Friday Night Live show, that the last day, basically, of festivities for the Keith and the Girl week. We both left a little early, but it takes us so long to get home. It was still like 4 in the morning by the time we were rolling up on the Main Street stop. And, you know, we did a lot of chatting while we were waiting initially for the train, but then once you get on the train, it's just like, let's just put on our fucking headphones and let's just buckle down, man. Get the fuck home. So, he was sitting across from me with his jacket over his eyes, listening to music. I was listening to this podcast, staring out the window. The last time I would ever ride the 7 train, listening to this song, and it was somewhat fucking, it was a little bit of a downbeat situation. But, you know, sort of movie-like, cinematic-y. Nice in a way. And it's a good little tune. By little, I mean the longest song in the Elvis Costello catalog, but it's still, it's not like it's that fucking long. Just a good song anyway. This is Elvis Costello with I Want You.
Oh, my baby, baby, I love you more than I can tell. I don't think I can without you, and I know that I never will. Oh, my baby, baby,
I want you so it scares me to death. I can't say any more than I love you. Everything else is a waste of breath. I want you. You had your fun. You don't get well no more. I want you. Your fingernails go dragging down the wall. Be careful, darling, you might fall. I want you. I woke up and one of us was crying. I want you. You said, young man, I do believe you're dying. I want you. If you need a second opinion, as you seem to do these days, I want you. But you can look in my eyes and you can count the ways. You, did you mean to tell me, but seem to forget? I want you, since when were you so generous and inarticulate? I want you, it's the stupid details that my heart is breaking for. It's the way your shoulders shake and what they're shaking for. I want you. It's knowing that it knows you now after only guessing. It's the thought of him undressing you or you undressing. Want you. He toss some tatty compliment your way. I want you, and you were fool enough to love it when he said, I want you. You, the truth can't hurt you. It's just like the dark. It scares you witless, but in time you see things clear and stark. I want you. Go on and hurt me, then we'll let it drop. I want you. I'm afraid I won't know where to stop. I want you. I'm not ashamed to say I cried for you. I want you. I want to know the things you did that we do too. I want you. I want to hear he pleases you more than I do. I want you. I might as well be useless for all it means to you. I want you. Did you call his name out as it held you down? I want you. Oh no, my darling, not with that clown. I want you. Want you. You've had your fun. You don't get well no more. I want you. No one who wants you could want you more. I want you. I want you. I want
watch you every night when I go off to bed and when I wake up. I want you. I'm gonna say it once again till I instill it. I'm gonna feel this way until you kill it. I want you. I want you. I want you.